Blasting into another hour of conversation, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Roberta off again this weekend. Many of you have followed with some degree of interest and passion the news of the world, or the lack thereof.
The ladies
who are from the boomer generation. This is like the Pepsi generation. We should have a song for the boomer broads. Remember, Janet, do you remember the Pepsi jingle? What was it that introduced them into the Pepsi generation? There was a snappy
jingle.
Don't
ask her to sing, please, whatever you
do. My memory. You know, I am a baby boomer, and my memory is very, very limited.
No, that's not a good thing. That's a hex.
That was not the right answer?
No putting hexes on people just because of their age or where they are.
Remember the Pepsi jingle? I remember Coke.
Coke is it? There are a lot of Coke jingles. I don't remember a Pepsi jingle.
There's a Pepsi generation. This is the Pepsi generation or something like that.
Can I just say one thing about memory, though?
Yes, you may.
How did you come out of the tunnel?
Am I in the tunnel?
No, you're okay.
Fine now. Okay.
You should hear our conversations. We're like, so do you remember the woman and the thingamajig and remember her name?
The Watsis.
And she was in that movie with
he was married to, and
they sit there going, uh-huh.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
Really? That's pretty scary. Anne Marie and Janet are the boomer broads, and as such, they are followers of gossip. Jennifer is, in her generation, the queen of gossip, at least on this program.
Well, we call it trends. We don't like to
call it trends.
Pop culture.
Yes, okay.
Pop culture.
Do we all think the word trending is getting a little passe now?
It's a little tired already.
Overused.
Everybody is using the word. It's the hip new word for
trending.
What's happening. Yeah,
right.
Trending.
Right, Twitter, yeah.
Sure.
All right, so the trending topic on Twitter is the publication this past weekend of the News of the World.
Yeah.
This was actually the number one best-selling newspaper, I think, in all of England.
The number one Sunday paper in London.
Right.
Yeah, and that is a big country for Sunday papers. I mean, they love their newspapers.
It's a big country for gossip and rumor.
Yes.
People dig around more in cesspools over there.
Yeah.
You think it's bad over here.
As it turns out, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so here's this, as with most of the other newspapers and media in general, Rupert Murdoch owns it in England. He actually went there himself to the offices of News International and said, you know, we're closing this place down. So the thing that is, I don't know if scary is the right word. I think that's another word that's really overused by the news media. But what's concerning about this is the ease at which they did what they were accused and admitted to. And earlier this morning, Richie, before you were around, Jennifer and I were talking, Anne Marie and Janet, you may or may not have heard this conversation, about how easy it is for a 15-year-old to hack into pretty much anything that's there because people don't change their PIN numbers when they get a new Droid or they get an iPad or an iPhone. They don't change the pins, and that's one of the ways that people are getting into other people's accounts. And so in this circumstance, what I was trying to figure out was whether they actually were listening in to the conversations that had been recorded on these devices. Can you do that?
I think they were checking messages.
Yeah, it was phone messages that were illegally intercepted.
So how do you do that?
You hack in somehow, or voicemail.
You figure out somebody's passwords. I mean, any of us can call our phone and check our voicemail.
Yeah.
All I would need is to know your phone number and your password.
That's right.
And how.
Yeah,
you
and your PIN number
your
could be your birth date or your address.
Sure.
Or, you know.
I heard a story this morning saying that the top three passwords, the number one password in the country is what? Password, right.
Right.
That's what it is, password.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, really?
The number two password in the country.
Password one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ah.
Well, how Why are people such idiots?
The number three password in the world and the country is let me in.
Oh, my God.
Wee-oo.
Wee-oo.
Let me in, wee-oo.
So here's a little suggestion for you. Dummies.
Yeah, hello.
Change your password. Have both numbers, letters, and if you can fit a few exclamation points or whatever in there, too, do that. Have it over 8 characters long.
Really?
And a good mix of stuff.
Yep. All right, so these, they have hacked into everybody, including the prime minister.
Yep. And the prime minister,
including,
by the way, Doug, is not the news of the world. That's the Sun.
Including the royal family. Excuse me.
See, I don't see... these people are calling themselves journalists. I draw the line.
Yeah.
These people are not journalists at all. It's hard to find a real journalist anymore.
Well,
most of them are advocacy writers.
But don't you find it interesting that Rupert Murdoch didn't even blink and said, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Because he cannot afford to lose credibility on all of his other...
Right.
Well,
worldly.
He doesn't have, I mean, most of the stuff he's got has no credibility, but at least it
he's
has
a... tabloid king. He's the tabloid king, but still, that's different than what is happening
but
here.
But what is most shocking of all is that many of his papers were doing this.
Yeah.
This is like SOP.
They found like 4,000 targets of hacking in the records of this,
now
apparently
the Sunday Times and the Sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's now, it's like, this is the way you did business if you worked for his organization, I guess.
Well, I'm betting he's not the only, I'm betting that this is not unique to a news, even though it doesn't excuse it, it's not unique. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Fox News is owned by the same company. So, of course, the people who are denigrators of Fox say, look, see what that company does? Ah.
Yeah.
And I'm betting there are plenty of people at NBC who do the same thing. And you name the news organization, there have been people who have maybe known, maybe unbeknown, to the folks that are running it, they're hacking in and they're getting information, and it's inappropriate.
I don't believe that bona fide news media operate this way. I can't accept it.
I think you're wrong.
I hope I'm not. I really hope I'm not.
I don't think
the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Oh,
give me a break.
Those elitist...
No. Oh, you think they're
garbage.
Hacking into voicemails?
Yes, I think they're hacking into whatever they can hack into.
No.
Young guys and women who are trying to make a name for themselves. Well, the next Bernstein and Woodward. You think if Bernstein and Woodward are just getting started today, they wouldn't do the... Whatever tools are at their disposal, you're being naive if you think that they don't want to use them. Because they do.
Well... I'd have to disagree. I mean, you could
help
be
yourself.
Right. I'm not saying you could
be
wrong.
You don't want me to be right because you like the Post and the New York Times. You
well, I like to believe in the media, Doug.
Nah.
You have to.
The media is long gone in terms of the credibility.
Janet, take that hook out of your mouth there, sister.
No, wait a second moment. If you're going to compare the New York Times to the news of the world, a Rupert Murdoch newspaper,
come on. Will you please?
Poor sweet thing.
You're a naive dog.
You're so cute. Hey, you know what?
Pinch my cheek.
Come on over here. You and I are going to have a little conversation about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
Oh,
wait a minute. What's the problem with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny?
Nothing.
Go ahead. Burst my bubble.
Uh-huh. 15 past the hour. The Good Day program is on the air.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Hi, it's 18 after the hour. The Boomer Broads, Anne Marie and Janet are here with Jennifer and Rich and me and you. We're talking about the, actually we're beyond the news of the world. I think that the world of journalism, we have journalism schools. Both of you were considered journalists at some point in your career.
Or considered ourselves journalists.
Well, that is it. I was accused when I was running the newsroom at WEEI in the mid-80s. I had a guy named John Rodman. I don't know if either of you ever
I remember John Rodman. Sure.
John was the most pompous piece of...
What a great radio name. Hello, yeah. I'm John Rodman.
Rodman had this thing about journalistic integrity. I had to fight with him. Do you remember Elisa? I wish I could remember her last name.
Yes, I do. Lisa. Now,
there was Elisa who had worked on...
Back to what? Remember what's her name?
Lisa was... Everybody in town knew her. She was on Magic at the time, and I wanted to hire her as a news reader. And because everybody knew who she was, and I, and he somehow.
Lisa Carlin?
Yeah, Lisa Carlin.
Oh my God.
Loved Lisa Carlin.
I wanted to.
I had a deal with her to be the morning news anchor. And this knucklehead managed to get to the owner and kibosh the deal because she had no journalistic credentials. And I said, "You blithering fool."
Well, you can go back and tell your blithering fool that she wound up at People magazine. So.
Right, yeah. There was something about her that I found extraordinarily engaging.
Yeah.
Personally and on the air, she had it. And she was eager to do it. And this numbskull was all about... And at that point in time, there really weren't journalism, schmernalism. As long as you get the stuff delivered to you and you can understand it and comprehend it, that was it. I would venture to guess there are very few people who are in electronic media anymore who actually went to journalism schools. Most
of them went
to the hairdresser instead.
Right.
That's the, you know,
well,
makeup artist. Let's have a facial. That's it. That's where they go.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, of course. It's perfect. It's perfect. They don't do it at the New York Times, though, or the Washington Post anymore. No! All right, ladies, always a gas to have
you
here. Thank
you're
you.
You're very mean.
Janet,
goodbye.
I am a terrible, horribly mean person. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Claims Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Bill Cosby has been in the focus several times today here in the Good Day program as we celebrate officially our birthday list for this Tuesday, the 12th of July. Mr. Cosby turns 74 today. Emmy Award-winning comedian and actor, was in I Spy in the 60s. Bill Cosby's show in the 70s and 80s, the Cos Day,
you know,
is today. You know.
Is this Bobby McFerrin, by the way?
I don't know. Where is it? Is it?
Sounds like a Bobby McFerrin production, yeah. Doesn't it?
Where is what is it? Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yeah, compare that to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't forget, he changed his theme song, remember, about four or five times during the course of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember. That's right, he did. Yeah.
Next up, musically, Christine McVie. There's nothing about the group Fleetwood Mac that I find distracting. I find their music to be enormously palatable and enjoyable.
Really?
I love Fleetwood Mac.
I'm totally on the other end of that spectrum.
That's right. So you have no taste. What do you want from me?
Apparently.
Got a Hold on Me, Dreams, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, Hold Me, not Throw Me, Kiss Me. But anyway, I think there's just a great sound to this. And so, therefore, her birth on this date, 1943, to be celebrated.
She's actually, she's touring this summer.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons, the weight loss expert, birthday today, born in the state 1948, along with Jay Thomas. You may know him as an Emmy Award-winning actor for Murphy Brown. He's been in a lot of television shows. He was actually a great disc jockey.
He was the
Very
Isuzu
good.
Guy.
He was
the lying Isuzu guy. That's where he got his well, after the radio stuff.
Yeah.
Remember
very good radio.
Commercials
on
the
Power 106 in LA.
Yeah. Very, very, very good radio. He should still be on the air. He's a very good radio
guy's
guy.
Good.
Yeah, very good. Walter Egan. Magnet and Steer was his hit. He's 63 today.
His hit.
Yeah, this is it for him.
Yeah.
Cheryl Ladd, Cheryl Jean Stoppelmore, her real name. Dancing with Danger, Grace Kelly story, Charlie's Angels is pretty much what she's known for.
Las Vegas, the show Las Vegas. She was What's-His-Face's wife. Here we are, What's-His-Face.
What's-His-Face. That would be James Caan.
Very good, James Caan.
By the way, you know, his son is really turning out to be quite the actor.
Scott
Caan.
He's been very, very good at it.
He's all over the place. He's only like 4'9", though.
Yeah, small guy.
You miss him. You trip over him.
I know.
Let's see here. Mel Harris. What are we doing here? What are you playing?
Asia.
Why? Mel Harris. Can we do 30-something? She was Hope 55 today.
You can do that if you want.
Yeah. Raising Cain, Desperate Motives. I thought you'd recognize. Isn't she married to the producer? Pretty sure she's the dark. No, she was. No. This
Say
is the dark
again,
haired lady.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
Mel Harris was Hope on 30 something.
She was.
I still don't know who we're talking
was
about.
Was she the blonde or the brunette?
Yeah, the
she's
blonde.
The blonde.
The blonde was married to Olin, who was the another one of the stars.
Before you turned
him.
It was
yeah,
a
totally.
Hugely popular
oh,
show in the 80s.
I remember 30 something.
It's where.
I was about 12 something.
It's where.
Not Jeff Goldblum.
What's her face got her start?
Yes, her.
Oh, what's
her
face?
Yeah, she's on one of the other shows now. Who cares?
You
Come
know.
On.
You know that show.
Dan
Murray.
I got this is an epidemic after that last conversation. From Soul Asylum, Dan Murphy is 49 today. Robin Wilson, the singer with the Gin Blossoms, is 46 today. Tracy Spencer, obviously a play on Spencer Tracy, duh. 35 today, the singer of This House. Steve Howey is Dan on Reba. And Topher Grace, who started off as an actor in the 70s show. Kind of a...
His last name was Gopher.
Topher
Grover. Topher Gopher.
33 today. Happy birthday to me.
Are you trying to sell something online?
On eBay, you want to stand out.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. With so much merchandise for sale and 94 million people surfing eBay... Be strategic.
Hook people by writing creatively.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphinay.
You might say, I have a 2009 Nintendo Wii with all the best games from the last 10 years. Something like that to really jazz it up and position it a little bit apart from the other items that are going to be similar that you'll be competing with on eBay. I sold a chair on eBay, and I took a lot of different pictures of it, and in some I used cushions on it, you know, I put it in different parts of the house, and I was able to really pick one photo that made it look like something out of a magazine. It was great. It sold for the price I wanted, because I took that extra time to make sure it looked great.
List items and end your auction in the evening.
And in fact, Sunday night is busiest of all, so that's a really, really great time.
Take pictures and get delivery confirmation. If someone claims it arrived damaged, ask for a photograph. And don't forget, buyers rate sellers for everyone to see.
It's more likely people will want to do business with you because you've got a sterling reputation.
One good resource for more information is the Senior's Guide to eBay, published by Eclectica Press. They also put out other senior guides, including one on digital photography. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network provides the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, who has a string in her mouth, and I want her to tell that story.
It's a reminder.
Rich McFadden
My finger
is
was
here at the controls, our studio in Washington. Just before, if you just joined us, we were talking a little about the Rupert Murdoch newspaper scandal in England, just to sort of follow up or finish the conversation. Not only, I mean, he closed down. Okay, so it's over. The newspaper's gone, but, excuse me, he's an Australian native. So, a subject of the Queen, in a manner of speaking, even though he's an American citizen. He had petitioned the British government because the company was taking over British Sky Broadcasting. He runs Sky in the rest of Europe. And now they want to take over the British arm of Sky Broadcasting.
The James Bond movie with, not Pierce Brosnan, but before him, Timothy Dalton.
Right.
Where the bad guy was the media mogul who pretty much
right. It was Rupert Murdoch.
Anything was based on Rupert Murdoch.
Right, exactly. Yep. It was very good, actually a very good movie.
Yeah, it was.
And your girlfriend got killed.
Which one? Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
That's
very
right.
Accurate. Yeah. She was a Bond girl that didn't make it.
Oh,
and I'm trying to remember the name of the actor. Jonathan.
Here we go. Another what's his name.
All right. So forget about it. I don't want to go down that road. All right. So, Jennifer, you have this string hanging out of your mouth. What's your problem, baby?
I had a little surgery yesterday, Dougie.
Really? And they fixed it by putting a string in your mouth.
Well, I had a baby tooth. Which is weird. And yes, I have all my teeth. They just happened that my baby tooth didn't fall out and everything else grew in around it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know until a few years ago when the dentist counted and said, wait a second, you have an extra tooth.
Great.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
So it was very loose. I was avoiding eating on that side of my mouth. I would brush around it. I mean, it was really loose. I could have taken it out myself, but I didn't want it to fall out
in an
opportune moment. Mm-hmm.
We could swallow it and it would take a trip through your
that
body.
That happened to me once.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was
really?
A kid.
Want to tell us more about that?
No. Okay. It's not a pretty ending.
Uh-huh.
But the doctor went and pulled out my baby tooth real easily, but I had about 20 shots of Novocaine, I think. And then he put in a screw, and I'm ready. In 2 months, I'll have a nice little implant.
Really?
Yeah.
So the string is there because it's the stitches.
Well, they had to stitch up the area around.
That's not like a new appointment reminder, technique.
I told you I ran out of room on my finger. No, but it was kind of bothering me, and I really slept most of the day after my surgery yesterday. But I woke up and I thought, do I have like a hair in my mouth? And then I realized it was the stitch that's hanging down the back of my tooth. So the dentist told me when I talked to him last night that I could either sterilize scissors and cut it myself,
or I could come in
and see him, which it's
dark
in
there. Why do you have to sterilize the scissors?
Because you can't use dirty scissors in your mouth.
Because she's got an open wound in her mouth.
It's good for your immune system.
Yeah.
I'm on a lot of drugs right now, though. How do I sound?
You sound fine.
Just that there's a pressure in my head.
You should go sit on the Imus show this morning.
Right.
I fit right in.
All right. So that's Jennifer's story. Rich, you have a story now for us. It's story time on the Doug Steffen
Good
Day. It
is story time. The other day, Doug, you're not a massive sports fan, but I know you hate the Yankees. So this
I don't
is,
hate them, but they are my least favorite baseball
Because you're a Red Sox fan.
Because the Yankees basically suck.
Derek Jeter, they don't suck. They're great, and that's what we hate about them. So, unfortunately.
They cheat. They pay too much money for bad
That I will
That's right.
You.
Yes, absolutely. So, but Derek Jeter, you cannot deny a phenomenal baseball player, one of the best that's ever walked
on
the field.
And a good person, I think.
And he's also interested in knocking off Alex Rodriguez so he can date Cameron Diaz.
No, he's got his own hottie. Are you kidding? He's dating Minka Kelly.
Ooh.
She's smoking hot.
She is smoking hot.
Is she the one that wants the date with the soldier that's
No,
that
that's Mila Kunis.
Oh, okay.
Close, but not the... Yeah.
Anyway, so go ahead.
Okay, so Jeter gets his 3,000.
Yeah, that was over the weekend.
I can't even say it. Hit last week.
Yep.
And some lucky fan, a 23-year-old guy who just graduated from college, is lucky enough to catch the ball.
Without falling in the stands, breaking his neck and dying.
Yeah, that was sad. Yep. Okay. Hmm. So anyway, this guy, 23-year-old, catches the ball. Stand-up guy gives the ball back to Jeter. That's a stand-up move. God knows what he could have got for that ball on eBay. $100,000, who knows?
So why doesn't Jeter give it back to him?
So because it's a special milestone. He wants to keep the ball. So in exchange, the Yankees give Christian Lopez, who caught and returned the ball, a hordes of stuff.
Free
they gave him
pass.
Bats. Luxury suite tickets, front row tickets that could be worth like $1,500 each. All in all, everything they gave him, jerseys, autographed, bats autographed, seats, this and that, could be worth $50,000. The New York Times is reporting that he may have to pay taxes on
that. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
If everything is...
How to throw cold water.
Qualified as a prize instead of a gift from the Yankees, because they are going to have to clarify what it is somehow, some way. If it's deemed that it is a prize instead of a gift and valued at $50,000, he will have to pay $14,000 in taxes.
It's a gift. It is not a prize. They gave it to him. He didn't win it.
He
wasn't in a contest.
He will have to borrow from his parents
to keep the stuff.
To keep the stuff.
Can't he just invite someone from the IRS to go with him to the luxury suite?
So I guess right now what is trying to...
Thanks for ruining my day.
Isn't that something?
See, he knew this would crank you up.
So now the Yankees, I guess, are going to try and look and see if they can say, okay, this is all a gift.
Yeah.
And gift. We'll see where it happens from there.
There wasn't a contest.
You remember the Andy Griffith Show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember when Aunt B went on that TV
Andy?
Game show?
Sorry.
That's her. And she won the mink and the garbage disposal and the new refrigerator and all that stuff. And then Andy got hit with the bill and they couldn't keep any of the thing. And the only thing she got to keep was the garbage disposal.
Mm, poor Aunt B. She always got the short end of the stick.
I know somebody, my brother's friend, went on The Price is Right.
Yep.
And won like won the grand prize thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, had to sell everything to pay the taxes.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Won a car, like $100,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, and then all of a sudden, bang, it's like 35% on the taxes or more. And so all of a sudden, she's like walloped by this $45,000 tax bill and having to sell everything just to pay for it.
And it's a luxury tax too, right? So the rate's high?
It is.
Higher. Yeah.
Yep.
28%, I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, there we are. Wonderful. Congratulations, America. Sorry. Now we got to hit it.
I mean, it's like this all-American story. You catch the heroes
and
baseball.
Stick it
in
the IRS. Then the IRS decides to stick it to you.
Stick it to you,
just
baby.
Another way of understanding how completely stupid the tax system is. Instead of taxing somebody like that and having all these agents running around, you have a simple sales tax ends all of the problems for everybody. I heard one of the hosts on a radio program this morning talking about how only about 50% of us pays taxes anyway.
Wait a minute. What if you had time to listen to another show this morning?
When, as part of the...
Oh, the countdown.
When we were talking.
Yeah, right, yeah. When, that's right.
He's like, Jen, tell us about your dental surgery. Yeah. He's over listening to
go listen to this other show.
But think about this, though. In one game at Yankee Stadium... One game at Yankee Stadium, how much tax revenue for the government do you think is made in that one game?
Between, lots and lots and lots.
Between
lots.
Broadcasts,
yep.
Ticket sales,
yep.
Vending sales, food.
Yep.
Just, how much do you think that they make in one day, local and feds?
I think you can blame the media for this, because if the media hadn't reported that the guy
That's
won blame all
prizes, him, right, exactly.
Well, I mean, hey, it's a great story, but yeah, you're right. It's a great story. Why wouldn't you report it? But yeah, maybe not give out the guy's last name.
Couple of items that are good at DougStephan.com. Videos of the day. We love these videos. The marriage proposal. The guy is standing just a bit close to the ledge of a building. And you can see the rest of it. There's no audio that goes with it, but the video is worth the trip to DougStephan.com. A fellow proposing marriage standing a bit
like
close.
Like on the ledge?
Yes.
So he's like, if you don't marry me, I'm going to jump?
Well, I think you ought to look at the video, Richie, and figure it out for yourself. You're a smart boy.
What if she got mad and pushed him?
Well, listen, maybe the ring wasn't big enough. The diamond, you know how that works. And also a video showing the world's first 3D chocolate printer. Hmm? You come up with whatever design you want on your computer. It creates like a printer, but it's chocolate, and then you can eat it.
Oh, that's
cool. A printer,
so
it's a machine
stuff for
that
birthdays.
Puts exactly on top of a piece of chocolate.
Cool.
Yep, right on top of it. It's really amazing. That's a good pictorial there. In a moment, we go to China for an important story.
This video is awesome.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
This guy's great.
Yeah. So then you got to check it out, though.
Yes.
17 before the hour on Good Day.
Oh, man.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nothing says summertime fun like s'mores. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The delicious combination of Hershey's milk chocolate, crisp graham crackers, and gooey marshmallows has been a treat for decades. This summer, Hershey's encourages families to share photos of their favorite s'mores memories for the chance to win s'mores-themed prizes. Enter the Say S'mores contest at facebook.com/Hershey's and learn about more fun ways to enjoy s'mores anytime. As Emily McCann, co-founder of the award-winning web community The Motherhood, says, s'mores are the perfect snack for making lasting memories.
S'mores are a great family activity because everyone can get involved. The little ones can assemble the graham crackers and chocolate as the older kids and adults roast the marshmallows. Then everyone can enjoy this tasty treat together.
Remember, s'mores aren't just for camping anymore. They're easy to make on the grill when wrapped in aluminum foil. And you can sweeten any vacation or summer outing by making s'mores and creating new family traditions.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war,
In times of joy and times of pain. In every corner of the world and right here at home. Wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Do you at times have a problem in your stomach? Does it feel like a war zone? You have pain in your stomach, irritation, bloating, gas, constipation. A lot of people have this problem. May I suggest a solution? I believe in solutions. This is a solution-oriented radio program. And so I will send you to Natron, the probiotic pioneer. Probiotics are all this company does. Natron takes their probiotics seriously, so you can take your health seriously. Number one, first to guarantee 100% potency through the way that they put this stuff together. I mean, it's really an amazing story. His family's been in this business for 30-some-odd years, manufacturing and certifying that their products do what they say, and I can tell you that they do what they say. The relief is as simple as balancing your digestive health. First recommendation, first stop is Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. I take it. You ought to take it. Healthy probiotics will keep you, your stomach, if it's a mess, will get turned around and will keep you on the straight and narrow. Serious probiotics. Here's the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-day challenge. Ready?
Ready.
If you don't feel happier and healthier after 90 days, your tummy isn't smiling, Natron will give you back all your money. No questions asked. Also, when you call 888-9-NATRON, that is 888-962-8736, ask for the free 14-day supply with your order. Right? The 90-day challenge, money-back guarantee, and a free 14-day supply. Keep your stomach on the smooth and narrow. 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-962-8736. Your stomach will purr. All right, Rich, I'm waiting for you to hit the button now.
Okay. Why don't I do that then?
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, the Chinese have warned America that we are spending too much on our military. And you can hear all of the... Wait, so yeah, let's cut our budget on the military so the Chinese can take us over. They say that the country, that China only spends one-seventh of what we do, and they have plenty to take care of themselves. So that's why we're spending too much money. And therefore, we are going broke, and we're borrowing all this money from the Chinese. So, what do we do? I think you may be right to a certain extent.
That's a tricky wicket there, man.
It is, yeah.
Okay. They own us financially.
Cut your military spending.
Cut your military, yeah.
They're going to take us over.
Yeah.
Them and the Hispanics. They're all set. Right, then we can all move to China! 51 passed on Good Day.
Think all the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching, and chess. Oh,
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
The debt ceiling debate, political gridlock with no compromise in sight. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Ongoing negotiations going nowhere between President Obama and congressional leaders on how to lift the nation's $14 trillion borrowing limit, also known as the debt ceiling. After August 2nd, the government will be unable to borrow money to pay its bills, which includes monthly benefit checks to 80 million Americans. Both parties are in agreement that not increasing the ceiling by August 2nd could cause an economic disaster, but that is the only thing they agree on. Early in the day yesterday, the president held a news conference pushing congressional leaders to break the deadlock.
Now is the time to deal with these issues. If not now, when?
And President Obama once again talked of shared sacrifice.
It means that we've got some spending cuts. It means that we've got some increased revenue. And it means that we're taking on some of the drivers of our long-term debt and deficits.
The president said selling spending cuts and entitlement reforms to his own Democratic Party will be difficult, but he said he's willing to do it if the Republicans will go along with closing some tax breaks for the wealthy. Later in the day, House Speaker John Boehner issued this rebuttal.
The American people will not accept, and the House cannot pass, a bill that raises taxes on job creators.
You'll notice Speaker Boehner used the term job creators rather than saying wealthy Americans. The speaker added there's a long way to go before any agreement can be reached.
I want to do what I think is the best interest of the country, but it takes two to tango, and they're not there yet.
Tango, huh? Here's an idea. President Obama, Speaker Boehner. Let them work this out on Dancing with the Stars. Hey, it was just an idea. You got anything better? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven Brand Insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work for your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow off 151 points to 12,506. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices dropped $1.05 a barrel, finishing up at $95.15. That's the sound of much of the nation frying. A deadly heat wave that started in the central part of the country over the weekend is spreading. A high-pressure system moving over the Plain States, causing record-breaking temperatures all the way from Oklahoma to the eastern seaboard and as far north as Connecticut. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories for 23 states and Washington, D.C. The combination of heat and humidity in those areas, also known as the heat index, will make it feel like it's between 110 and 115 today. The astronauts aboard the space shuttle Atlantis will have a little extra time in orbit. NASA says it's adding one day to their mission to give the crew enough time to complete all their tasks. Atlantis and its four-person crew now scheduled to land a week from this Thursday, July 21st, at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Closing notes, let's start with this. The American premiere of the final Harry Potter movie took place last night in Manhattan, New York City. Lots of Harry fans, many dressed as wizards, had camped out in front of Lincoln Center for days with the hope of getting as close as possible to the red carpet to see cast members of the movie who attended the premiere. Here's a New York college student who called it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I mean, this is so exciting. It's so incredible to be here. We're all such big Harry Potter fans. I mean, we're so excited to get to see everybody. It's going to be amazing.
Can you tell she's from New York? Can she talk any faster?
I mean, this is so exciting. It's so incredible to be here. We're all such big Harry Potter fans. I mean, it's so exciting to see everybody. It's going to be amazing.
I guess she can. Final Harry Potter movie opens nationwide this Friday, by the way. Finally, did you hear about the peas flap? President Obama at his news conference yesterday talking about the tough compromises that have to be made to cut the deficit, and he said this.
We might as well do it now. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas.
Uh-oh. That comment led to a reaction from the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council. The group's Pete Klaber said, if tasty and nutritious meals featuring peas are served more often in the White House and in the cafeterias of the House and Senate, it will contribute to a balanced diet, if not a balanced budget. In other words, if you know what's good for you, you will not talk disparagingly about peas. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.